Chris Hanna, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
The film is called Now or Never, a Tony Romo story. And to catch everybody up, Romo played high school football in Wisconsin. He didn't really get a lot of attention from the big colleges, so he goes on to play at Eastern Illinois University. And then he doesn't get a lot of attention from NFL teams, so the Cowboys just kind of take a flyer on him as a free agent. And he winds up being the team's quarterback for more than a decade, rewriting the Cowboys' record book. Those of us who live here in Texas for a long time are pretty familiar with that story, but if you just went and pitched that as a fictional movie, people would say it's too unbelievable.
Yeah, it's truly, to me, it's a remarkable story of somebody that had situations where the answer was no, you know, whether it was verbally or physically. It wasn't like his life was too negative, because it wasn't, but he did have a lot of obstacles to go through, you know, as somebody that wanted to play at the highest level in, you know, in football. You know, going through his community and his family and going beyond just him playing as a Dallas Cowboy was kind of what inspired me to, you know, make this story, because, you know, I'm from El Paso. I'm from a small town. We're not so small anymore, but we used to be. And we still have that small town mentality. So for me, you know, researching and going through everything that Tony Romo went through, you know, with his family and his community, and how he managed to get past the small town mentality to be who he is today and give his family and his community the opportunity to live what he has lived through as a Dallas Cowboy, you know, that's what inspired us, that there's more to a person than just the game.
Romo talked to you about the pressure that comes with being the quarterback of the Cowboys, arguably the most visible position in sports. Let's listen to a little of what he had to say about that.
It's a responsibility to be the quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, and you can affect so many lives. I mean, the people within, you know, the coaching staff, the players. I mean, the more you win, everyone's life is better. The more that you lose, everyone's life, and I mean, like, their jobs are in jeopardy. And so without knowing it, you're directly affecting wives, kids that are living there that have to move if you're not playing well. And so you feel that responsibility and the weight of that in a good way. That makes you really want to commit and be great at your craft.
You know, the Dallas Cowboys are so high on a pedestal, being America's team throughout the years and the 90s and the glory days. So, you know, we as fans can be very demanding of the captain of our team. And, you know, I feel like Tony Romo knew that and took that to heart. And, you know, you think, oh, well, he lost. Oh, you know, it doesn't matter to him. He's still getting paid. But I don't see it that way. I think through talking to him, you really saw that those losses he took to heart, those wins he took to heart.
A few years ago, he, of course, broke his collarbone and wound up losing his job to Dak Prescott, which led to him taking a job at CBS calling NFL games. Did you get the sense that he's at peace with how everything turned out for him?
Absolutely. He definitely is in peace in terms of, yes, he didn't win a Super Bowl. He'll have to, you know, live with that for the rest of his life. But he's very fortunate to have had the life and career that he's had.
Chris Hanna, great talking to you today.
Thank you so much for having me.